Greg Urell's
Regency.
She's certainly knocking at the door, and I think she gets her opportunity tonight.
He's a fox.
He looks in good order, and you know, I think he'll run really well.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get aggressive. Arch Regency.
Arch Regency's coming away. Arch Regency does it well.
Loaded up with He's a Fox.
First time of the trip, and he's lapping it up. He's a Fox put four lengths on them late.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
My word, we do. We're racing at Maui today. By the way, Logan McDonald hasn't been. It was Errol Gordon and Braden Campbell and Chad Warner. The first
right.
Three
oh,
Sydney.
I apologise.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. I was right the first time. Just clarified that through the break. Let's get a winner at Maui. I want to find out what's happening on the grass.
Okay, Paul Graham down at Maui this morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are we going this morning?
Going very well. Now, you always put together a beautiful track down at Maui. What's it like today?
Yeah, look, we've come into 5.76, which is a heavy 8. But I reckon we're right on the border today. We've had 45 mil in the last week, and basically we've had that 45 mil in the last 3 days.
Right.
We've pushed the rail out 3 from the last meeting. So, yeah, just looking for a little bit more fresh ground. But as a rule, yeah, the 3 horses that went round this morning, we were very pleased with the way they got round and the way the track looked after they got round.
All right. Now, the weather today, is it okay, which might help with that upgrade?
Look, it was a beautiful morning. We couldn't, you could see all the stars, but there's a heap of clouds just come in. But they're still saying a little bit of wind. I think the sun will get out. I'm sort of hoping, we may just dry out to, possibly get to a 7, but it's a little bit of a wait and see today. Well, I've got you, lads. Just race 6, a very important race for the club today. It's called the Bradnoth Handicap, and that's my operations track manager. He spent 20 years here at Maui, and you don't get that for murder, so I think he's done a fantastic job.
Good stuff, Brad. Being duly recognised by the club today, race number 6, the Bradnoth, 20 years service at MRC BM58. Good on you, Paul. Great stuff from you. Always a pleasure to chat.
Good on you, lads. Have a good day.
Paul Graham, track manager at Maui. Now, let's see. We haven't got a runner in race 6, the Bradnoth 20 years service race for Jerome Hunter, but he's got 3 other runners for us in other races. Good morning, Jerome.
Morning.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Race 5, number 6 is your first runner today. Drawn wide, second up, all price. Just missed on resumption at Geelong. Second up, you confident in the soft or heavy?
Yeah. Look, she won a maiden on a heavy 10, so I'm not worried about the track conditions with her. I think the wetter the better for her.
How'd she come through the first run?
She's come through great. It's a short backup, but look, she's a good doer, and she only really got a crack at him the last 100 metres at Geelong, so I think she'll go well today.
That's race 5, number 6, all price. Race 7, number 1, all stardom is going again. 17 days ago was 11th at Sandown, which was a step up from the win at Kilmore in the 58. This is a 64 today back at Maui, a bit more suitable than Sandown?
Yeah, look, I think it's just a bit of a mental thing with this horse. He just needs a bit of encouragement. The other day, a horse veered out in front of him, and I think he just said, "Well, that's me done." So he'll, just back where it's a bit easier, and 1,200 metres with there's a lot less pressure. He'll have an easier run. So I think, if he's put his A game together today, he'd be hard to beat in that race.
Well, okay, that's good feedback. Race 7, number 1, all start. And then you've got race 8, number 1, Our Musketeer, who's first up today after 6.5 months in the paddock. Has had some form first up before. What's he done at home?
Yeah, he's done really well this prep. We just dodged summer. He's a winter horse. He loves to sting out of the ground. He's won on the heavy at Pakenham and a soft track at Mornington. So, look, all 3 horses, I think we'll hopefully finish in the first 3 with all of them.
Righto.
He's just answered our question.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Yep. Our dollar is going to have a place all up today. Jerome, I think we can land that for you. Go well. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Jerome Hunter with 3 today. That's what we're going to do, Whitey.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
It's pretty straightforward. Race 5, number 6, into race 7, number 1, race 8, number 1, all the place, and all up of that. And that'll get us about 500 into 1, I reckon. Have to be. Maybe $6, maybe $5. Whatever it is, we'll take it. We'll work it out. Good luck if you're getting involved. Don't be afraid to just cheer him home for some fun as well. Speaking of cheering, the D's fans have been doing plenty of that. 9 times in a row they've cheered and they've sung the song. And Max Gorn.